Well, whoever ends up being President Trump's next national security advisor will no doubt be keeping an eye on U.S. relations with Japan. Japan is a strong U.S. ally, and the American military has key bases there. A Marine Corps air base on Okinawa is a sore point, though. The station is being relocated from a densely populated city to the small rural fishing village of Henoko. But many Okinawans want it off the island entirely. Protesters have rallied against the move for almost a decade now. Local opposition halted construction for a while, but work started up again last week. One of the protesters is Kumiko Onaga, a retired sports instructor who is now a local councilwoman.
I'd never taken part in any civil movement before. I was terrified at first. I was even scared to just do a sit-in because I wasn't used to it. I brought my sleeping bag and stayed in a tent in front of the gate of the military base for a whole year. People all over know me as the sleeping bag councilwoman. That's how famous my nickname is in comparison to my real name. I'd take care of my public duties during the day, eat dinner, take a bath, get my pajamas, and go to sleep in the tent and do the early morning protest. I'd protest almost every day, and every time the police would forcibly pull me out. They would truck in construction materials for the military base in the middle of the night. I'd jump awake, and we'd go to block the vehicles. In one late-night protest, the riot police formed a human fence to keep us away from the trucks. They hit me in the back, and I broke my rib. It took a month and a half to heal, and it was very scary and painful. I get a lot of abuse and threats online, but I think I've become stronger. The right-wingers wrote so many different things about me and really attacked me. The very first time they uploaded something about me online, I did get scared, but I wasn't going to let it get me down or stop me from protesting in Henoko. Even though there are moments when I worry I might get arrested, I believe that protesting is freedom of expression. I'm not breaking any laws, so I don't think I will be arrested. I'm not violent. Only the riot police are the ones being violent. Many women are protesting because we have to stop accepting the base as a status quo. It's been forced on us. We have to put an end to that and protect the future of Okinawa's children. Since we're a tiny island, the community and bonds are strong here. Because of this, I think Okinawan women feel that they all share the responsibility of raising our children. We have been protesting every day with the belief our actions will definitely stop them. We're not fighting because we think we might be able to block them. We know we will. We will never let them build the base. Absolutely not. For sure, I won't be beaten. Up until I collapse, I'll keep on going. Even if I collapse, I'll keep raising my voice. That's how strong my will is.
Kumiko Onaga, the sleeping bag councilwoman of Okinawa, she's protesting the relocation of a U.S. military base on the Japanese island. She told her story to journalist Sonia Narang. Sonia's reporting in Japan was supported by the International Center for Journalists.